I'm meteorologist Elliot Abrams on your radio friend, WRJN.
Muchas gracias, EA. Well, we got the foggy conditions still that Mark was referencing so creatively, calling it pea soup. Foggy in Kenosha, 34. Burlington's Municipal Airport, 37 degrees. Milwaukee's Mitchell International Airport, 34. And at Magnum.media's international headquarters in Racine at WRJN, 34 degrees. It is 21 minutes until 11 o'clock on a throwback Thursday morning. This is Glenn Klein with the aforementioned Mark Eichhorst. You look good. You look Joe Maddenish. You got your horn-rimmed glasses on.
Yep.
Your Cubs championship hat.
Which you gave me, and I'm very thankful for.
I forgot I did that.
Yeah.
Does that cancel out or even out the fact that I ignored the young man that slipped on the ice in front of the gingerbread house this morning? I didn't ignore him. What I did was I chose not to pile on his embarrassment by slipping and falling in front of me.
Well, like I said, Milton and I were trying to point out the fact that if he would have said something to him, "Are you okay, son?" You know, and he might have thought, "Gee, it's nice that older person, you know, cares about me." And maybe a little bit later if one of his friends fell, he would have done the same thing.
You know, I'm kidding, right? You're not only just Mr. Racine, you're Mr. Literal. Well, you are literally just one game behind in our NFL picks for the season,
yep,
coming into the championship weekend. The Sunday, the Pittsburgh Steelers are at the New England Patriots, and there's this team called the Packers. You might have heard of them.
Yes.
They're traveling to Hotlanta to take on the Dirty Birds. And I had a 9-game lead over you at one point.
Yes, he did. You
still, I'm like the 1969 Chicago Cubs against the New York Mets.
A little bit.
They had a 9-game lead, I think, in September.
Your current record is 31-27-1, and I'm 30-28-1. Last week, that's where I've been able to really kind of catch you, is I went 4-0, and you went 1-3 in our picks.
Well, I know that you are absolutely going to take the Packers and the Steelers, because those are your Super Bowl picks.
Yeah, before the season started, when we made our picks, I said it was going to be Green Bay and Pittsburgh. So you're right, I'm going to be taking both of those. And you said New England and Arizona. And so we've got, you know, 3 out of 4 teams covered with our picks.
You keep bringing up the fact that my Arizona Cardinals have been out of it for a long time.
I don't do that on purpose.
Yeah, I think you do. No, I think you're picking on me. I think you're making fun of me.
Not at all.
See, Pat agrees.
We'll be talking. Not at all.
She understands the human condition. See, so if I wanted to be an SOB, I would just say, okay, I'm going to take the Packers and the Steelers too.
And then it would be down to the Super Bowl.
Then it would be down to the Super Bowl.
Yep.
But I'm not going to be that way. All right, so how many points are the Patriots giving the Steelers?
Well, let's start with the Packers and the Falcons first, because that game is first. It's 3 o'clock on Saturday.
3 o'clock.
On Sunday.
3 o'clock local?
Yep. 3 o'clock on Sunday. Packers at the Falcons. Falcons are giving the Packers 4.
It's 4 now?
Yeah. As of this morning.
Okay, sorry, we're going
with checked it online this morning.
This morning's line is 4. I'm going to have my cousin Zach on tomorrow to talk about the game. He's the ABC Channel 2 sports anchor.
I remember
in
that.
Atlanta.
Yeah, that should be interesting.
We're going to put a...
Are you going to make a bet?
We are, of course. Is the Pope Argentinian? I'm going to say, we talked about this yesterday, some Wisconsin brats, of course, from Danny's Meats and Catering.
Again, yep, very good.
God, those were good the other day. And a Georgia peach cobbler.
Ooh, yeah, that's a good.
I will be enjoying a Georgia peach cobbler, but I think the Packers will win by... Well, what do they have to win? Well,
they're getting points.
They're getting points.
Yeah.
All right, I'm taking the Packers.
Okay, you and I agree with that.
And I'm taking the Patriots, whatever the point spread is there.
6.
So the Steelers are, you're getting 6.
Yes.
All right. Tom Brady.
Okay. You know, and that's, I think.
Ben Roethlisberger.
I think that's what a lot of people are hoping for, is a Packer-Patriot Super Bowl. So it would be Tom Brady probably, if you consider him the best quarterback of all time in football because of his trophy case against Aaron Rodgers, who I think is probably the most talented quarterback ever in the history of the NFL.
You think that Tom Brady is the best quarterback in NFL history because of his trophy case? I think he's the best quarterback in NFL history because of his trophy wife.
I knew you were going to say that. I could tell that was coming.
You don't. Oh
my I God. Know you.
Just shut up. Well, we got sports coming from Fox Sports and the Wisconsin Radio Network, and then we will continue our community conversations right here on AM 1400 FM 98.1 in Kenosha and 99.9 in Racine. Keep it here.
Sometimes you just need a little help. Trusted caregivers from Society's Assets have been helping.
Little squeeze box action for you from The Who on your radio friend. It's 9 minutes until 11 o'clock on your throwback Thursday morning. Coming up in the hour of power after the top of the hour's news at about 11:15, we are going to be conversing with the Democratic U.S. Senator from the great state of Wisconsin, Tammy Baldwin. Mark, thank you very much for all of your hard work booking the senator.
My pleasure, sir.
And now we have the pleasure of welcoming back to the WRJN microphones here in the studio, Ms. Pat Widmeyer. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning.
She is the coordinator of the Corporate Volunteer Council of Racine. It's kind of on par with being a U.S. senator, I would say.
Not quite.
Do you know Tammy Baldwin?
No, I don't.
I mean, do you know of her?
I know of her, but I don't know her.
Yeah.
I've never met her.
Yeah, she was here, sitting in that very seat where you were sitting. With a similar sweater on, actually.
Oh.
She always goes with that pattern. You ever see pictures of her? She's always got the same sweater that she's wearing in the picture that's on the WRJN Facebook page.
I got to say, I didn't realize that, no.
She's kind of like you, always dressed up like Joe Madden. So she doesn't dress up like Joe Madden.
Who would know him if he didn't have Cubs on?
I'd recognize him. But I really appreciate you coming in, Pat, and siding with me that Mark was giving me a hard time during the NFL football playoff picks.
Not much of a hard time.
I didn't say much.
Just a little.
Yeah.
But that's Mark.
Mark, he is really kind of a gruff, tough.
I wouldn't say that.
He's exactly the opposite. Do you have any mean bones in your body?
Oh, I can at times,
yes,
yeah.
I think I've seen that a long yeah. time ago.
Oh, you've yeah. known each other a
yeah,
while.
For, we've yeah. known each other for many years.
Okay, best Mark Eichhorst story that you can tell on the radio, Pat. The first one that comes to your mind.
Honestly, the memory is not there anymore. It would have to take me a while to think back that far.
Your memory's gone?
Yes.
Why? What happened? You drink heavily?
No. Me? No.
That's good.
Whoever's listening to this is going, yeah, right.
So explain,
what was that name again?
Explain to the beautiful humans, Pat, what the Corporate Volunteer Council of Racine is and what it does.
Corporate Volunteer Council of Racine is a group of organizations and companies within the Racine community, such as ADRC, All Integrated, Ameriprise, Aurora, CNH, Big Brothers, Big Sisters, recently rejoined.
Magnum Media
and Syncrator, Johnson
Magnum
Bank,
Dot Media,
We Energies, Tri-City, So and Save, Wheaton, Wilson Funeral Home, Tri-City. And it's a group of people that get together once a month, and we do community projects. And one of our most recent projects was sort of a spinoff from So and Save of Racine. We did a Day of Caring Crafting for our community, which was held at Roma Lodge in November, right around the Veterans Day. And we collected items for the veterans and the homeless shelter out in Union Grove. And we've done that now for 3 years. And some of our other great projects are Toys for Tots, the Giving Tree. We buy brand new clothes for the kids that are registered for the toys, which is always great. We have a Littles Christmas party every year for the Big Brothers, Big Sisters. One of our past members, Pat Deitch, passed away. And she was very active with CVCR. So in her memory, we hold a Christmas party for kids on the waiting list for a Big Brother, Big Sister.
I remember that. And that is such a cool idea.
Yeah.
Because you've got big brothers and big sisters with littles.
Right.
And they're obviously participating in the Christmas season. But then you've got these young people waiting.
Don't have anybody.
And you do something special for them.
For them, right.
Who came up with that idea? That's a great little spin.
Oh, gosh, we've been doing this since Pat passed away. It was probably a conglomeration of those of us that were on the CVC group at the time. And we've kept it that way that they have to be on the waiting list for a big brother or a big sister. Just for that reason, because they don't get that special treatment. So once a year, they will get that from us.
And I did a roving reporter interview from there this past year.
We have Santa Claus come. We have little stocking stuffers and pizza and crafts. And the kids just love it. And, of course, the people that volunteer, we have the Girl Scout Troop 5822. They come, and they're such a big help for us, the Girl Scouts.
How did you get involved?
With Corporate Volunteer Council?
Yes.
I was working at We Energies, and I'm since retired from there. I've always been an active community involvement, always volunteering since I think the day I was born I had volunteering in my blood. But one of the gals that was part of We Energies at the time could no longer be on the committee and asked me to be the representative for We Energies. And I've been on a Corporate Volunteer Council since probably 96, 20 years, 21 years.
Pat is a lot like the representatives from all the companies she mentioned. I mean, I'm really proud to be in the room with when we have our monthly meeting. We meet this first Tuesday of every month at the Volunteer Center of Racine County, usually. And
you represent Magnum.Media, right?
Right. And
do you go dress up like Joe Madden?
He does.
Yeah, sometimes, yeah, depending. Yeah.
So they think Joe Madden is representing Magnum.Media.
But no, they know it's Mr. Racine.
There are really a lot of movers and shakers within that room, and it's a lot of fun. For our Christmas party, we had, about 30 people and mm-hmm. only, I think, three guys. So all the rest were women. That was a good
That's
Christmas.
A good ratio.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, very nice.
We had it out at Wingspread, beautiful sight out there.
And did you dance?
No. It was just a morning Christmas party, breakfast party.
Well, you could dance in the morning.
The deer were dancing outside.
There were deer out there?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if a company wants to get involved, how do they do that?
Well, they could contact the Volunteer Center of Racine, or we have an email. Our website is not up and running right now. It's going to be. We have a volunteer that's offered to help us get that going. So we will be a spinoff under the Volunteer Center of Racine's website. But until then, you could email us at cvcr2016@gmail.com. Or, as I said, call the Volunteer Center, and they'll get in touch with me. And our meetings are held the first Tuesday of every month at the Volunteer Center of Racine. With the exception of a holiday week, then we push it a week back, and we get together once a month. We plan new current projects, community projects. We look for different agencies to come in and talk about what opportunities are out there for volunteering. We are going to be participating in the Volunteer Center of Racine's luncheon, recognition luncheon, in April. And as of last year, the first year, the Corporate Volunteer Council has offered a $1,000 scholarship for the recipient of the Youth Award for the Volunteer Center of Racine.
And how does somebody apply for that?
That would be you're nominated through the Volunteer Center of Racine. There's a nomination form out on their website, and you can nominate an outstanding volunteer for Agriculture Award, Arts and Culture, Economic, a whole bunch of categories. And again, that's off the Volunteer Center. We also, as CVCR, have a yearly volunteer award where we ask the members to
Nominate
a person that they feel is a good, strong representative of volunteering through their lifetime. And we have an event in May at the Lighthouse, and we recognize that person. And there's a brick pathway at the Lighthouse of all the CVCR representatives.
Lifetime Achievement Award.
Mark is one recipient, and I also am a recipient of that award.
You won the Lifetime Achievement Award?
For mm-hmm. his corporate volunteer. Yep.
Wow, mazel tov.
Thank you very much. And Pat, very proud of that, Brick.
And Pat Widmeyer did too. She's the coordinator for the Corporate Volunteer Council of Racine, which is associated with the Volunteer Center of Racine County. That's Al Volmet's outfit, right?
That's correct. That's Al.
Boy, he's a rough taskmaster, isn't he?
Yes, he is. You will do this. Yes, Al, we will do this.
I love having Al Volmet in here. He is, first of all, he is one of the true great Chicago Cubs fans of all time. Did you know he was a Cubs fan?
Yes, I do, because he took my fiance and I to a Cubs game, and we had the time of our lives. First time either of us had ever been down to Chicago for a game, and we had such a good time with Al.
You went to Wrigley Field?
Yes.
Where were your tickets?
With that, wherever Al's tickets are, I don't know.
No, but do you remember where you were sitting?
No.
No.
In the bleachers.
You were drinking that day, weren't you?
No.
Mark went with Al to Wrigley Field.
I know.
Yeah, well, she knows the story. I told it at the corporate volunteer mm-hmm. council meeting.
They were picked and put yeah. in different front row seats?
Well, it went from the top seat in the upper deck grandstand, and the Cubs upgraded them to box seats behind first base.
Yeah. That's what it was. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah,
a lot of fun. By the way, Glenn, next Thursday in our Thursday show, we got Real Racine has a new special events coordinator. Carrie Grieving is her name, and she'll be coming in to talk. But found out Monday when I met with her, she too is a huge, huge Cub fan. You'll
uh-oh.
Enjoy her.
What do you mean, uh-oh? Pat Widmeyer, she's the coordinator for Corporate Volunteer Council of Racine. Always good to see you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
Your radio friend is on AM 1400 WRJN Racine, FM 98.1 Kenosha, and FM 99.9 Racine.
U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin on the other side of WRJN covering the world. It's 11 o'clock.
The new Rick Perry, the old Steve Mnuchin. I'm Michael Toscano.
I believe the climate is changing. I believe some of it is naturally occurring, but some of it is caused by man-made activity.